Visit GoBoldly.com.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitman, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, and it's delays. Some of our major problems this morning, and I want to start with Metrorail, include the suspension of the train service on the Orange and Silver Line trains between East Falls Church and Clarendon. Now, for about the past almost 45 minutes, they were dealing with a broken down train, and now they've decided to suspend that service to get that train off the track. So buses have been requested, but big delays. Again, if you travel between East Falls Church and Clarendon, no Orange and Silver Line trains operating at this current time. Also, we have road work set up, leaving Clinton and into Brandywine with an unusual backup. They're set up. They're in the opposite flow of the rush hour, so they are scheduled to block this left lane, which they're doing, between Moores Road and Brandywine Road. So get ready, southbound on Route 5 through that area. If you take 301 southbound, that's running without any delay. Other big problems continue to be in through town. We had the earlier crash, 295 south near Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, that cleared, but frustrated in that stop-and-go, we had a crash, and we still have the activity, southbound 295 now at Benning Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast, mild this morning. This afternoon, 61. Average high, 51. Tonight, overcast, a slight chance of showers, 48. Light rain tomorrow morning, showers for the afternoon, 53. And we'll see the evening rain taper off and then break up the cloud party tomorrow night. And then clouds back on Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Woodbridge, 44 in Beltsville, 45 degrees in Washington. A big announcement today by a major retailer who's ending the sale of assault rifles. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonnais sitting alongside Sarah Westwood in for the vacationing Mary Walter this morning. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for doing this. And also coming up, Kathy McMorris Rogers is going to join us at 8:35 this morning. But right now, joined by Tucker Carlson, anchor of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel, the appropriately named Tucker Carlson Tonight. Good morning, Tucker.
Hey, Vince. Good morning.
Nice to have you here, sir. Yeah, I want to talk about your show a little bit, which, by the way, congratulations. We're seeing ratings numbers yet again coming in. You and Hannity, the most watched cable news programs in February. I know you care about that. You did it. You've done well. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And you named the show. Vince Colonnais came up with the name of the show.
Yeah. It was the easiest name in the world to come up with.
Well, I know, but I didn't come up with it. You did. So I'm grateful for that tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to start appending tonight to everything I say, just to name it. all right, Tucker, you've got on that Tucker Carlson Tonight program, you've got a plan which is definitely unique. You're blazing a trail because no one else in the media is going to do a story on men and the culture in America, and yet you are. Why is that? What is it about?
Well, we're doing the month of March. Every week we're doing a month-long series on what's going on with men, the decline of men. I've got, you know, a number of children, male and female, and they've grown up now, and I noticed for the last 10 years that all of my girls' friends are sort of right on target. They're all going to Stanford, and they have a plan, and a lot of my son's friends are smoking weed and playing video games. And so I sort of looked into this, and the numbers show a striking and growing disparity between how men and women are doing. I mean, pick a measurement. Girls are much more likely to go to college and graduate. The strong majority of PhDs are given to women. The majority of managers are women. Women get more driver's licenses. Single women buy homes at twice the rate of single men. I mean, women's IQs are rising faster than men. There are a lot of ways to measure this. So when you really dig down, you see that not only are women pulling ahead, and that's great, I've got three daughters, I'm for it, but men are really stagnating. The male suicide rate, vastly higher than the female one and growing. The OD rates, over 70% of all drug ODs are men. And you sort of wonder, like, what is going on here, and how long has this been going on? And so we're digging into it now, but the truth is it's been going on for at least 20 years. And for a bunch of different reasons, some of them political, it's being ignored. And it's bad for everyone. I mean, my gut instinct is if you create a society in which expressions of masculinity are banned and punished starting at a young age when boys who act traditionally male are medicated so they will act less male, there are consequences to that. You hurt people when you do that, and you hurt your society. By the way, you hurt women when you do that, because men and women need each other, and women need good men, and so you want to produce as many as you can. And it's a very complex problem. I don't fully understand it. I don't want to pretend that I do, but I know that it is a problem, and it's being ignored, and it shouldn't be.
You know, when you talk to kind of people about, you hear all the time from people who express like how things have changed since they were kids. And it seems like as a culture, kind of to your point, that for boys, things have become much more restrictive, whereas for girls, they've become much more permissive. So this notion that for young boys, you know, you talk to anybody's parents, talk about like the incidents of, say, just like average fist fight that might happen on a school campus. Nobody thought of it as a big deal. It wasn't like anybody was bringing weapons. Everyone left, you know, a couple bruises, a couple scrapes, but, you know, there was a winner and there was a loser and everyone kind of walked away. Everybody fine. Nowadays, that's a felony. I mean, we're getting to the point where we're over-litigating this stuff, and everything is, there's like actually no ways to get these sort of like nonsense aggressions out as a child.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, look, I'm against violence. I'm not, you know, in any way endorsing violent behavior. I don't like it. On the other hand, you know, if you said to girls that femininity was wrong and that their kind of instinctive expressions of being female were bad and you were going to punish them for that, you would really warp and damage women. And by the way, that is a real, like, there are cultures that do that in the Middle East or Pakistan where women are crushed for being women. And nobody thinks that's a good thing. Well, we're creating the mirror image of that in our country. And it's really, really hurting people. And again, I think it's more complicated than that. I mean, there are probably a lot of things going on here, but that's definitely one of them.
Well, I can tell you, you're going to have, I'm sure you're going to have debates on this subject on your show, and you'll have liberals on there who are kind of going to lean into the classic arguments that they've been making, at least over the last decade, which is, this is silly. Men, especially white men, have all the privilege. Everyone else is disadvantaged, and they need to be given more opportunities. It's men who have got all the money. They've got all the advantages. What are you complaining about, Tucker?
Well, I would say to them, look, drive from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh one day during the day and look out the window as you do and tell me if this thing called white privilege is real. I mean, let's be actually the only group in America whose life expectancy is shrinking is working class white Americans. Now, I'm not doing the victim thing here. I'm just saying those are what the numbers tell us. Those are the data. So let's stop lying and let's stop letting our political beliefs or our instinct for power get in the way of acknowledging reality. And the reality is that there are huge sections of our country that are hurting. By the way, that's why Trump got elected. Happy countries don't elect Donald Trump president. Desperate countries do. And this country is really desperate in a lot of ways. And the demographic that's under attack is in trouble. I mean, it's just like, The social science shows that. This is not like I'm not standing up for white men because I'm a white man. I don't feel that way. I don't believe in tribalism at all. I'm just telling you that the numbers show it. And by the way, a normal, healthy society would look at the suicide rate for men, and it's by far the highest for white men, it is, and say, wow, we've got a problem. And by the way, if you're 50 years old, ask anybody who is 50 years old, ask a simple question. Do you know anyone who's killed himself in the last 3 or 4 years? And you won't find someone who says no, because the suicide rate is really high for that group, really high. So what is that? It's not a sign of health. It's a sign of disintegration.
In the political conversation, you know, one of the considerations is the Democrats have missed this. And that's, you mentioned this is the reason Trump was elected. We've seen in the last 24 hours a new story about the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, in the hours after the Vegas shooting, encouraged its members not to politicize the tragedy, but instead to issue thoughts and prayers and just kind of like wait to see what had happened before they issue statements. Yet it seems the Democratic Party is kind of being pulled by its own radicalism on the left in order to engage in these subjects in a way that doesn't necessarily connect with Americans in the middle of the country.
Well, that's totally true. And by the way, the DCCC advice was wise advice and humane advice. And advice that we could all use, which is slow down and, you know, like let the tragedy sink in before you try to make a talking point out of it. Mm-hmm. But look, the Democratic Party, like the Republican Party, like all parties in a democracy, is dragged forward by its own voters. I mean, that's what democracy is, actually. And it's sometimes good and sometimes bad. But in this specific case, the Democratic base is far more radical than the Democrats in Washington. So if you look at Chuck Schumer and think he's the worst person in the world, boy, you don't have perspective, because Chuck Schumer is actually the most moderate Democrat you're going to meet.
Yeah, Dianne.
And we're going to find that out in the midterm.
Dianne Feinstein finding that out right now in California as Democrats in the state refuse to endorse her. I want to talk more about the politics of everything that's going on now back in Washington in a moment. We're going to hold Tucker Carlson here. At first, we're going to get you to traffic. 8:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, good morning. Heading into town, DC 295 southbound. We're still bunched up. If you take your trip normally through Chevrolet and Riverdale, still seeing those delays on both 50 and the BW Parkway. Our second crash of the morning near Benning Road. Watch for DC crews are there. Also on 202, very slow. Culprit is the crash. 202 westbound. It's going to be before you get to the exit for the BW Parkway, but delays back near 50. So that stretch, very slow. Top side of the Beltway, we're still in the thick of it. College Park to Silver Spring, 95 slows out of Calverton to get you there. 270 most of the way out of Clarksburg and down to the Beltway for the heavy commute. Now on Route 5, out of Clinton, heading toward Brandywine, it's road work set up, and we're not happy about it. Blocks the left lane. It gives us an unusual stop-and-go trip. Again, heading southbound 5 down toward Brandywine Road. Metro Rail, Orange and Silver Line trains suspended between East Falls Church and Clarendon due to a broken-down train at Balsas. They're trying to get that train off the track. Bus services have been set up. A lot of heavy delays through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, considerable clouds this morning, some decrease in clouds later in the day with a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, overcast, a slight chance of a rain shower, a low of 48. Tomorrow, we'll have steady light rain in the morning and showers continuing in the afternoon with a high of 53. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 46 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. All right, we're chatting with Tucker Carlson of the Fox News Channel. Tucker, the gun debate now raging on in Washington, D.C., because the president's set to have a bipartisan meeting today with members of Congress to discuss steps forward. Now, we've heard a couple things come out of the White House in the direction of actually gun restrictions, the idea of raising the age to 21 at which to purchase a gun. Sort of, what do you make of the White House's position so far in all of this?
I mean, they've been, look, I mean, ask yourself, have Republicans moved from their traditional position? Yes. Have Democrats? Not one inch. So in the wake of a shooting like this, the obvious question is not, how did he do it? We know that. He did it with a firearm. The question is, why did he do it? Why would a 19-year-old want to kill 17 strangers? Why would you do something like that? What about our society is producing people who want to kill strangers in public? Not about how. It's like the question after 9/11. It's like, why would they do this? Why did 19 hijackers die in order to kill 3,000 Americans? Like, why did that happen?
Right.
No one even considered it, really. You know, because they hate our freedoms. Oh, yeah, okay, good answer. Like, we have a problem as a society with facing the most basic and essential and important question, which is why?
Well, look at and Vegas. Look at Las Vegas. We don't know anything about Vegas still, and there's like
and
a total
cares.
Lack of curiosity about it.
All we know is that he had some kind of stupid bump stock. Anybody who knows anything about guns will tell you a bump stock, it sounds scary. It makes your gun less accurate. Okay, fine, ban bump stock. Is that going to save a single life? No. Nobody even thinks it. It's purely a cosmetic palliative designed to make the rest of us not think about why this is happening in the first place. So, yeah, whatever, raise the age or make up some stupid solution nobody really believes in and call it a day and pretend you accomplished something. But where's the conversation about why this is happening? Look, I don't know the answer. I've got a lot of theories on it. But the fact there's no conversation and Democrats are totally resistant to even having one and Republicans are like too afraid and dumb to even talk about it, it's actually terrifying. Because a society that can't ask the essential questions, can't even talk about them, is a truly dysfunctional society. It freaks me out thinking about it, actually.
Well, Tucker, I wanted to ask you about the Parkland shooting survivors, because obviously they've been some really effective spokespeople for this gun control movement right now. And there's a school of thought on the left that if you rebut the Parkland school shooting survivors, then you're somehow smearing them or you're attacking them and that they're off limits. What do you think about how Republicans can go about not criticizing those children, but rebutting their ideas?
I mean, I think it's probably best just to kind of make a rational case without reference to, you know, who's making the counter case. In other words, you know, everyone feels terrible for the survivors of that and certainly for the victims. It doesn't, of course, mean that they have a right to make public policy for the rest of us, you know, without any kind of input from, like, the other 320 million Americans who live here. I think it's probably best not to engage as a tactical matter. But again, I think wise leaders have an obligation to push the conversation back to where it needs to be, which is, what has gone wrong that this is happening? I mean, there has been an absolute increase in mass shooting. It's not because there are more weapons. There aren't. Fewer households have them. The AR-15 has been around for more than 50 years, commercially available. This was not a feature of my childhood, these shootings. It is a feature of our modern life. So what the hell? Let's just, like, rationally, as social scientists, let's assess this. And what is it? What has changed? It's not gun ownership. It's something else. And nobody can even, I don't, do you think that's demented that we're not having that conversation?
Completely. Completely. Well, I mean, some are. We've attempted to here, and I know you do it frequently. But you're right. As a society, it's not even the beginning of a conversation on that subject. I want to, you know, touch on, she mentioned, Sarah mentioned the Parkland teens, the survivors here. We know that it's not just them, though. There are voices who are involved here that are exploiting them. And you've got Bloomberg's groups, gun control groups, who are clearly out now. BuzzFeed News with a report on this in the last 24 hours about how they are helping to support them logistically and with facts, all sorts of things, in order to help them with their gun control push. And also, you had CNN's Jeff Zucker in the last 24 hours claiming that their network town hall last week, featuring survivors of the Parkland, Florida shooting, quote, presented both sides, and that criticism of the event as a gun control rally is silly.
Well, I mean, I think on the subject of guns, you make a huge mistake if you imagine that the other side is acting in good faith. I mean, if you really cared about reducing so-called gun violence, you would use the data to inform your position. And
yes,
you would say, we had, for example, an assault weapons ban for 10 years. It was studied exhaustively. It didn't work. There's no debate about that. So maybe we need a new solution. But they're still talking about it. So maybe the goal isn't to reduce gun violence. Maybe the goal is to control the population. And that's clearly the goal. I mean, I do this debate every night, and I don't want to believe that, but I, after long experience, 15 years of arguing this, I believe that the gun control side is interested in disarming the population for reasons other than making it safer. I don't think you can reach another conclusion. So, like, I don't even play along anymore. I mean, the truth is, they're not serious about this subject. They don't actually know the facts. They don't want to learn the facts. They just don't think you ought to have a gun. Only people in authority ought to be armed. That's their view.
So this is why there are no gun beats, let's say, at your average daily newspaper, because nobody actually cares to follow them.
Well, they don't know anything about guns, and they don't. Look, if you really cared, you would be rational about it, but they're not. They just don't think. They think that the people in charge should be armed. You should be wholly dependent upon those people for your safety. And they just disagree. Like, they're authoritarian in their outlook, obviously. I mean, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just noting what, if you were from another planet and watching this debate, you'd be like, oh, one side doesn't believe that the population ought to be able to defend itself and ought to be autonomous enough to be armed. Like, that's what they believe. It's really clear.
Yeah. Have you found, in the 15 seconds we have left, have you found, as you've been debating this, that liberals are more willing to admit that position now?
I think they are. When they talk about Australia, they're not talking about a buyback program. That wasn't what it was. It was gun confiscation. It was the disarming of the civilian population.
Yes.
That's what they want. They're saying it. I'm glad they're saying it, because that's true.
All right. Tucker Carlson, you can catch him every night at 8 o'clock. The ratings are great. Keep keeping them great. Thank you, Tucker. Really appreciate it, sir.
Thanks a million, Stephen.
8:24 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get through town. That's been a struggle this morning, and that's due to several incidents we had. The latest one, DC 295, yes, DC 295 southbound, Kenilworth Avenue at Benning Road. Heavy pressure off of both the BW Parkway through Riverdale and 50 through Chevrolet. Also, we have a crash on 202, so pushing through Chevrolet heavier than normal westbound 202 to get up to the exit for the BW Parkway. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. The delay's still with us back near Route 5, heading topside of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, again near River Road towards the Legion Bridge, 270. Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Just had a lot of volume there this morning. Now, for Metro Rail, here's the latest. It's not going to change. They're still dealing with a broken down train at, near the Ballston Station, and as a result, between those areas, they've suspended Orange and Silver Line train service between East Falls Church and Clarendon. Big delays on the platforms. I'm looking at a lot of the commuters tweeting out all the volume and everyone waiting for a train or waiting for a bus, so plan for the extra time. This update now sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers, and now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winds today with rain in the forecast by tomorrow. Quite a few clouds around this morning, a light south breeze, and mild again this afternoon with some sunshine, 61. Rain will start rolling in as we head on through late tonight and during the day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon: honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now, through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 6 seminars in Maryland and Virginia this week, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious experience and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
All right, coming up, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers joins Mornings on the Mall in a couple minutes here. And then, of course, yet another conversation about cultural appropriation. We've got something kind of interesting to share with you here. 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A major announcement this morning from a major retailer. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will no longer sell assault-style rifles, effective immediately. Dick's, the nation's largest sporting goods retailer, also says it will raise the minimum age for all gun sales to 21. This is a day fraught with emotion for students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, who are returning to class for the first time since the shootings 2 weeks ago.
Just going back into my classes and seeing empty chairs where my friends once sat and not being able to talk to them before class, and I'm just so scared at this moment.
Meanwhile, we're learning new details today about the Valentine's Day high school shootings.
The killer still had 180 rounds when he dropped his rifle and slipped out the building, blending in with the fleeing students. And investigators say that hurricane-proof glass the killer failed to break may have prevented him from using a third-floor window as a sniper's perch.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. 11 people felt ill, and 3 were taken to the hospital after opening a suspicious envelope yesterday at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Arlington. But it's not clear why they felt sick.
A law enforcement official is telling CNN that the initial field tests have determined that this was not a hazardous substance. Now, the FBI transporting it all to their lab in Quantico.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. No school again today in West Virginia, but there is a deal in place now to end the teacher strike, and that means classes will resume tomorrow. Teachers will be getting a 5% raise. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,410, the Nasdaq at 7,330. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Wizards blow a lead, but hang on to beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. The Caps beat the Senators. College basketball, AU loses at the Patriot League tournament. Exhibition baseball, the Nats tie. The O's get their first win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continue. On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Shop Lidl for certified, sustainable, and responsibly sourced seafood. Now 30% off. Through Thursday, Chilean salmon is only $5.49 per pound. Two-pack Norwegian salmon fillets are $4.49 each. Try high-quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. At UMUC, serving the military is in our DNA, which is why we've been ranked number one among the online and non-traditional best colleges of 2018 by Military Times. Earn a career-relevant degree from a respected public state university with online and hybrid courses. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big and clean. We give people a fresh start, a do-over, a brand new day with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Quite a few clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, mainly in the afternoon. 61. Tonight, 48. Slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, first day of March, meteorological spring. Light rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon. 53. Evening rain tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Manassas, 44 Bethesda, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Oh, good morning. This is Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay is here with Sarah Westwood, the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being in for the vacationing Mary Walter this week. Joining us now, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. She's the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, the highest-ranking woman in Congress, and the fourth highest-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. And, you know, you wrote an op-ed this week for National Review about, in the headline on it, there's a trust crisis in government. It must be fixed. Why is it, in your estimation, that Americans do not trust their government?
I think there's been too many stories through the years of corruption, the lack of transparency, the lack of accountability, but also just the sense that the people don't feel like their priorities are being reflected day in and day out in the House and the Senate. This is representative government at work, and this is the greatest experiment in self-governance that the world has ever known. The foundation of that, though, is people. And people being at the center of this government, people having confidence that there's accountability, and people having confidence and trust that their priorities will be reflected. And too often, they see examples of representatives or senators putting their own interests ambition ahead of what's best for the country.
Yeah, both where the public is and where these lawmakers are is interesting because, you know, the Russia investigation is probably the greatest example, current day example, of something where the public, by and large, does not care. Yet, as the RNC was pointing out yesterday, Adam Schiff has become famous on the back of this this Russia scandal. He's all of a sudden a guy who nobody knew is on TV literally every night attacking the president of the United States. Are lawmakers just using these things to advantage themselves, in your estimation?
Well, I think that lawmakers have a responsibility to the people that they represent, and clearly part of our responsibility as representatives is the oversight that the legislative branch is a check and balance on the executive branch and on the judicial branch. So there's a responsibility that we have here for oversight and for ensuring that there's appropriate accountability. But I think at times, especially in this world today where we're all on social media, you all have these followings, there is a temptation to sensationalize or to promote oneself ahead of what may be best for the country in order to gain following or gain celebrity status.
Mm-hmm.
So, Congresswoman McMorris Rogers, you know, we after every tragedy like the one we've seen in Parkland in recent years, it seems there's an outcry for some kind of gun legislation, particularly from the left. But then as the news cycle moves on, that conversation seems to die down. But in this case, we're seeing what appears to be a greater appetite among Republicans to compromise on a piece of legislation that could be described as gun control. Do you think that appetite is there, and why do you think it's different this time?
Well, as a Republican serving in the House, I think it's also important to recognize there has been work done to take care of some of the gaps in the system. And there were, unfortunately, too many examples of in the Florida shooting where, again, the system failed. The House had already taken action last year on taking action on the background system to ensure that that people that should not own guns do not have access to guns. The House has also taken action on mental health reform. There was this actually was signed by President Obama at the end of 2016 that's still being implemented. But I do think that we need to have the courageous conversations around what it's going to take to keep our children safe in school. And yesterday I had the opportunity to sit down with some of the students from Parkland High School. I applaud them for staying involved, for sharing of their experience. We all learn by listening, and certainly they have seen firsthand. And having the opportunity to hear from them, I applaud them for being here, for participating in this process and making their perspective known. I'm a mom. I have three kids. This certainly is on my mind as I send my kids to school. And we need to make sure that our kids are safe. I also hear, as I'm talking to kids and teachers and principals, that there's this sense that there's a lot more anxiety, kids having a tough time coping, they're stressed. And I really believe that we need to have a conversation about what's going on in our society that is putting kids, young people, in this place where they would take this kind of action.
Yeah, what do you think it is that's making our children more anxious?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. But clearly, there's an increasing need for more support for mental health and providing kids in our schools more support. As I've talked to principals and teachers, and they share the stories of what they see, even the changes in the last 10 to 15 years as to the behaviors and the stresses that children are bringing to school.
Yes.
And the importance of counselors, the importance of providing them more support in our schools, a place where they can go, where they feel like they can have that talk to somebody, feel safe and secure and sharing maybe what's on their minds. I'm hearing a lot of that from teachers and principals.
I wonder if it's a coincidence that cell phone use has exploded in that last 10 to 15 years. I feel like that's the biggest dynamic that's changed about our lives is the access to that mobile device and the way we communicate with one another.
Yes. And I do think that that is a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some conversation around, even though we're more connected than ever because of social media, it's also easy to feel isolated.
Yes.
You have this persona that's on social media and the importance of maintaining a certain perception on social media versus what you may be feeling individually or at any given time. That is definitely part of the conversation and what that impact is on our young people.
I want to ask you, as a member of House leadership, there's some pressure on the House to what they say is decouple the background check legislation with concealed carry reciprocity, which you passed last year through the House. Is there any appetite for that? Do you see a bill going forward where you just do a fixed NICS background check bill that doesn't include concealed carry reciprocity?
We're having that discussion right now. We took action last year, the House did, to fix the background system as well as provide for reciprocity, which is also important. So we're having that conversation right now. I think it's important to figure out where we have the votes, where we have the support so that we can move forward. We're also looking at the banning of bump stocks, which there had been a desire to have the administration review that policy.
Yes.
For some reason, that was something new that was brought to our attention after the Las Vegas shooting. And then I'm working with Congressman Rutherford on some additional support for our schools so that they have resources to take action locally to protect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of bills that are under consideration right now.
All right, well, we're going to keep a close eye on it. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris-Rogers, really appreciate your insight this morning on the process.
Good to be with you.
Thanks for that. 844 on WMAL.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Any chance you've been trying to hire anybody lately? I know. It's hard. You post to job boards, you hope you'll find the right person for your job, but think about it. How often do you check them? For most people, it's pretty occasional, but there is a place where people can go to daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, take advantage of it. It's also a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've already posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. It works. LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates, which, if you've ever posted to a job board and gotten a lot of responses back, you know you prefer the quality ones, and sometimes they can be few and far between. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. So don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, I want to start with Metro Rail. We do have a change for the better, but this affects a lot of our commuters. Train service had been suspended. Orange Line trains between East Falls Church and Clarendon, now they're back in service. They were dealing with the broken down train. But because of the closure, because of the suspension, crowded platforms, and extra time and trying to get to those trains, so plan accordingly. You still need some time. And Metro Rail now saying Blue Line trains experiencing delays because of all those Orange and Silver Line trains. So you get the picture. All right, let's get you near the U.S. Capitol. Closures are in place for the event for late Reverend Billy Graham. First Street between Constitution and Independence Avenue is closed, and East Capitol Street between 1st and 2nd closed as well. On Route 5, need to take you southbound here out of Clinton into Brandywine. Don't want you to get caught off guard. Roadwork's been set up through the morning rush hour and delays southbound 5 as you approach Brandywine Road. Stay to the right to get by that work zone. DC 295 South, the latest incident we had is at Benning Road. DC police clearing that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure rolling east will bring rain, and we'll get some rain in here. Most of that rain will start coming in through late tonight. Better chance tomorrow into tomorrow evening. Overcast, mild this morning. Average of low temperatures this time of year should be in the low 30s. They're not. This afternoon, 61. Average high, 51. Some decrease in the cloud cover, but not much. Tonight, overcast, a slight chance of showers, 48. Light rain tomorrow morning. Showers for the afternoon, 53. And we'll see the evening rain taper off and then break up the cloud party tomorrow night. And then clouds back on Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
47 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL. Oh, yeah. George Clinton, lead singer of the Parliament Funkadelic. Funkadelic. In a recent interview with Rolling Stone, the legendary funk artist said he's sick and tired of everyone whining about cultural appropriation. This is that idea where you're not allowed to do music or arts or performances that other cultures do.
Right.
If they've originated it, you cannot seize it for yourself. You have to stay away. Otherwise, it's called cultural appropriation, which I guess is a pejorative term. You can't just culturally appropriate and have it be a positive thing. It is a negative. So he said the following. George Clinton said, "I'd bite off the Beatles or anybody else. It's all one world, one planet, and one groove. You're supposed to learn from each other, blend from each other, and it moves around like that," he said.
Is that your best George Clinton impression?
Yes, it is. That's about as close as I'll ever get without culturally appropriating. Yeah, no, that's just that's a funky way to view the world. Mm-hmm. I got it. I'm with you. I can pick up what you're laying down. So he's for it. He goes on to say that when we put things into a universal perspective, racial tensions among humans on planet Earth are a bunch of nonsense. He says the following. You see that rocket ship leave yesterday? We can maybe leave this planet. We going to be dealing with aliens. You think black and white going to be a problem? Good point, George Clinton. Excellent point. When it comes to the aliens, it doesn't matter what color we are. We're all going to be on the same side. Also, more entertainment news for you. You watch The Bachelor?
Oh, I watch The Bachelor.
Do you?
Come on. Yes, of course.
Well, it might come as some surprise then for you to find out that it is not the wholesome place for which you're supposed to find the love of your life. It's not. It is no church group, apparently. Herpes is reportedly the top reason people can't get onto The Bachelor. They screen for this, and it turns out there's a lot of people who are not eligible for that show. This is the type of people they're attracting. The top reasons applicants don't make it to the show. That's according to Bachelor Nation. A LA Times staff writer wrote this book, Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure. They keep medical testing everybody, and there's a whole bunch of people who are disqualified on that basis. No matter how crazy you are, if you don't pass the medical test, you do not get in. So, there you go. The secrets behind The Bachelor, things you never wanted to know.
I actually did want to know all of these things, but I'm devastated because these women, they're here to find love, okay?
Yes,
they're here to
right.
find their husbands.
That's right.
Vince.
Yes, that's right. They'll find them. They'll love them. Has anyone ever stuck together?
Yes,
it's
actually.
It's like two couples, right?
It's a few. It's been, I mean, we're on season like 24 or some ridiculous number, so.
So they're bound to find
it's
one that actually
game,
stays
yeah.
together? Congratulations, Bachelor, for doing whatever it is you've done to America. 850 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You ever wonder why some people seem to have an easier time staying thin? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Eating healthy food all the time is hard. Finding time to work out more days a week than not is hard. Getting enough sleep, at least for me, is oftentimes the hardest. But putting all that aside, there are some surprising things that help keep some people more thin than others. For all you people out there whose teachers told them to sit still in school, know this. An interesting 2008 study found that people who fidget more tend to weigh less. Could be that they're moving more in all aspects of their lives. Eating spicy food may also help keep you thin, owing to a chemical compound called capsaicin. Physician nutrition specialist Dr. Melina Jampolis says it might work by reducing appetite, increasing the use of fat as fuel, and moderately increasing metabolism. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-522-3893. 800-522-3893.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclaney Traffic Center.
We still have a lot of rush hour happening here, Vince, on the toll road. Let's begin 267 eastbound Dulles Toll Road with a slowdown between Hunter Mill Road and Bueller Road due to the crash. New incident just happened on the Virginia Beltway. So if you're leaving Annandale to Tysons, inner loop right near I-66 for the crash. Outer loop coming across the Legion Bridge, slow toward the toll road. We had a fender bender. They were splitting that to the shoulder. Also delays past Old Georgetown Road. 270, not giving up here, unfortunately. Slow south of Clarksburg, so Germantown off and on down to the Beltway for those delays. Oh, quick note, too, 395, you're a little stop and go coming off the Beltway to Duke Street. Crash now to the shoulder, and Metro Rail service has been restored on the Orange and Silver Line trains between East Falls Church and Clarendon. Had earlier broken down train, but major delays continue. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today. Wet weather arriving by late tonight. More likely as we go through Thursday. Quite a few clouds around today. Some limited sunshine mainly in the afternoon. 61. Average high this time of year, 51. Tonight, 48. Slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, first day of March, meteorological spring. Light rain in the morning. Showers in the afternoon, 53. Evening rain tomorrow night. And then partly cloudy. Cloudy, windy. On Friday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 47 degrees, 8:56.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
All right, Billy Graham lying in state today, the president meeting with lawmakers on gun control, and a whole lot more. Tony Schaefer joining us tomorrow as well. Sarah Westwood, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. And Chris Plant is here. What's coming up on the Chris Plant show?
What? Well, you know, nothing really. There are a couple of things. I guess there is Jeff Sessions and the FISA thing. We got Hollywood stuff, too. You got your Jimmy Kimmel, and you got, what's her name? Jessica Lawrence.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah, that's
or whatever.
One. Jennifer Lawrence, the highest paid actress in the world or something. And, do you know she dropped out of school in the seventh grade? No. That's true.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A major retailer says it will immediately stop selling assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines. Dick's Sporting Goods will also no longer sell any gun to anyone under 21. Company CEO Edward Stack says they were moved to action after the Florida high school shootings.
Our hearts went out to those kids and to their parents. And, you know, everybody talks about thoughts and prayers going out to them. And that's great. That doesn't really do anything. And we felt that we needed to take a stand and do this.
Stack says he knows there will be some backlash, but he says the Dick's management team agreed it needed to take a stand. The Dick's Sporting Goods announcement came on the day that students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School returned to school.
Right now, they just kind of want to all be together. The word that I heard most from students was apprehension. They're a little nervous about coming back, but they want to be there with all of their classmates. They want to try to return to normal, whatever that means. The principal said that today is about comfort, not curriculum.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. President Trump is set to meet today with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to discuss potential new gun laws. The president has supported stronger background checks and raising the age to buy some rifles from 18 to 21. Maryland lawmakers today get their first chance to weigh in officially on Governor Larry Hogan's proposal to offer Amazon $5 billion in incentives to build its HQ2 in Montgomery County. Two legislative hearings are scheduled in Annapolis today. Hogan is dangling about $3 billion in tax credits and exemptions and $2 billion in transportation upgrades in front of Amazon to lure the company here. 11 people got sick. Three were sent to the hospital because of a suspicious letter that was opened at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Arlington yesterday. The victims all complained of feeling ill almost as soon as the letter was opened in an office on the Marine Corps side of the base, but an initial field test turned up nothing hazardous in that letter. The body of the Reverend Billy Graham is lying in honor today at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Eva Malecki is with the U.S. Capitol Police.
This is a historic event. The Reverend Graham has only been the fourth person now that Congress has extended the honor of lying in honor.
He is, in fact, the first to have that honor since Rosa Parks in 2005. The rotunda will be open to the public from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Officials say don't bring any kind of weapons, and also no photos or recording will be allowed. The Virginia Senate is set to vote soon on a bill to ban sanctuary cities. Now, right now, Virginia doesn't have any, but should the Senate send the House bill to Governor Ralph Northam, he has said he'll veto it. A plan to let Maryland school kids bring sunscreen to school without a doctor's note is advancing in the Maryland General Assembly.
The measure, introduced by Senator Ronald Young, would require each local board of education to adopt a written policy authorizing a student to use sunscreen on school property or at a school-sponsored event without written permission from a health care provider.
Kids spend a lot of time out on the playground and in the sun, and they really should be protected when they're out like that.
A state survey found some counties treat sunscreen as medication and require a doctor's note. Governor Larry Hogan, who was recently treated for skin cancer, says he supports the legislation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Stafford County officials have decided not to act on two citizen complaints about a huge Confederate flag that flies over I-95. Dozens of people showed up at a hearing last night, but the County Board of Zoning Appeals voted to dismiss a complaint filed by two residents. residents who claim the flag actually violates county signage rules. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 25,410. The NASDAQ at 73,30. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me talk about the 1010 IRA, which delivers 10% annual returns guaranteed for 10 years. Well, now is your last chance to take advantage of the 1010 IRA program. With 2017 being a banner year in the stock market, it's a smart time to do some profit-taking and roll a portion of your account into the 1010 IRA. Reduce stock market downside risk and lock in 10% annual returns guaranteed for the next 10 years. You may be wondering, how is that possible? With just one call to fiduciary advisor David Ahrens, you'll get all your questions answered. I've known David for years. Recently, he showed me the 1010 IRA program, and I was amazed. Call David now to have a free information packet on the 1010 IRA delivered to you. Call or text to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text to 888-411-4130.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
905 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather.